Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is January 8th, and this episode is called Ask Your Older Self What to Do. I said, let days speak and many years teach wisdom. Job 32:7. You've probably heard about this somewhere. Maybe you've tried it, maybe you haven't. It's well worth it because it teaches you how to think clearly and coach yourself. Imagine you are 85 years old on your front porch rocking away. And all of a sudden, your 29-year-old self appears, or whatever age you are right now, and you ask your 85-year-old self what to do about a certain situation. What advice would your 85-year-old self give your younger self? True, you don't gain the experience just by wondering, but it's a sober thought, and you have to answer according to the best wisdom you can muster, instead of just answering according to your feelings. By 85, you've lived a long life and gained valuable insight how to do the right thing and the next right thing. It forces you to be responsible for your answer. You cannot just flippantly answer knowing that the advice you give will affect your younger self substantially for the rest of your life. Reserved personalities do this more automatically. Their pace in life is slightly slower than more outgoing personalities. Not their thinking, just their pace. They're willing to take the time necessary to get the best, most correct answer for the situation. For more outgoing individuals, you tend to act quickly without thinking through every possibility or talking to someone with wisdom. So talking with your older, more slower-paced self is of great advantage, as is seeking out counsel before making important decisions. You need to do both. You know yourself better than most people know you, so you know when you're trying to lie or trick yourself into a decision. If you allow yourself to follow bad counsel, hopefully one day you will wake up to that truth and force yourself to stop it. Be authentic, candid, honest. Lord, help me seek out wisdom in every place. Help me dig deep into my heart and pull out the answer of the Spirit, not just the answer that will bring me pleasure or comfort. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.